Would You Rather Wednesday. This is the Would You Rather Wednesday segment here on the Rookie Sports Report. And of course, we appreciate however you are listening to us, whether you're listening via streaming services on Spotify or Apple iTunes Podcasts, or if you found us on the Jock website, 969thejock.com, or found our links on Facebook and Twitter. Appreciate it. Of course, this is one of our more popular segments, Would You Rather Wednesday. Simple. It's pretty self-explanatory. We'll ask each other a Would You Rather question. We'll say, well, I would rather the Cardinals beat the Dodgers than, you know, the Dodgers beat the Cardinals, and, you know, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. We'll give our explanation, and then we'll go as it goes. All right, I got one up for you here, and I figured this one out because I know you're a huge college sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
So this one may tear at you because I know you love both of these things. What game, what sporting event would you rather never go to again? A college football game or a college basketball game?
College basketball game.
Really?
I love the game of basketball, but I've been to several college basketball games. I've been to several college football games. The atmosphere at a college football game is better than any atmosphere in American sports. I'm not going to say all of sports because, you know, I've caught glimpses. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I've seen like EuroLeague games, or I've seen, you know, World Cup and you know, watched Barcelona or Real Madrid games and stuff. I've seen those atmospheres, and those are crazy. I mean, people die at those things, which isn't always a good thing.
No.
But those places, I mean, is never a good thing, but it's a pretty crazy atmosphere. But I mean, a college football game is wow. I mean, it's one of those things. You're sitting there and you're watching the game, and when you're at a college football game, and especially a team like me as an Iowa Hawkeye fan, I go to a game at Kinnick Stadium. I'm surrounded by 65,000 plus people that are rooting for the same team I am. And maybe it's because I'm a University of Iowa fan that there's no, right, professional sports aren't really, I mean, they're not the end-all be-all in the state of Iowa because there aren't any. You know, they're fans of other professional teams, but they're in out of state, right? They're Twins fans or Royals fans or Cubs fans. They're Chiefs fans or Bears or Vikings fans. You know, there's nothing in the state of Iowa. There's no major professional sports team in the state of Iowa. So when you go to a game at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City or Jack Trice Stadium in Ames at Iowa State University, those atmospheres are 65,000 plus people cheering for the same team as you. It's something that is so near and dear, something that is so encapsulated into the souls of these people that, I mean, it makes the area around, not just the stadium, the area around the stadium just start to shake. If you walk around Kinnick Stadium on a Saturday, you don't even have to be in the stadium. If you're just around, if you're within, you know, a quarter of a mile of Kinnick Stadium, you can feel a big play at Kinnick Stadium and not even be in the stadium. It's insane to be around. College basketball atmospheres are so much fun. You know, they're great. I've been to, you know, games at like Sprint Center for like tournaments and, you know, neutral site games. I've been to games at the University of Iowa at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and those are great atmospheres too. And maybe it's because the Iowa football program has traditionally been very good since I've been alive, since as long as I can remember. And the basketball team, they've had their moments, but it hasn't been, you know, as consistent as the football team necessarily. And there's less people. You know, when you're indoors like that, it can be a lot of fun, but there's nothing like college football on a Saturday. And I would take college football Saturdays over NFL Sundays in terms of atmosphere any day of the week.
See, I've never been to a college football game that's had that kind of atmosphere, like you said, with Iowa or whatever. Maybe if I traveled down the road or to Columbia, maybe I would get that with Mizzou. And if I want to travel a little bit more north, I could go to, like you said, an Iowa Hawkeye game. And I would rather never see a college football game again because, like, just college basketball, if you're in the right place, like if you're watching, say, a North Carolina versus Duke or, you know, Kansas versus Missouri when they used to be in the Big 12, you know, just watching those games just on TV at Allen Fieldhouse, like an enclosed space of 15,000 to 20,000 people, it's just white noise. Total mayhem, total just having the roof on the place. Now, I'm not going to say it's the best atmosphere in sports, in my opinion. I know you kind of allude to the fact of like soccer stadiums, how electric those games can be, but my favorite atmosphere of all time is a hockey game, going to a Blues game, just how fast-paced it is, how intense it gets, and kind of the same similarities to a college basketball game. There's just a roof on the place of, you know, 16,000 to 20,000 people just screaming and chanting and all that kind of stuff. It's fantastic. But just from the lack of me not being at, I guess, the best college football experience, like, say, a Mizzou or a Iowa, I'd rather never see a college football game again than a college basketball game. Because college basketball, man, I love the atmosphere. I love the atmosphere of just basketball in general. Now, NBA, not so much, unless it's like playoffs. But for high school, for college, atmosphere's there. I love it as much as I love sleep, which I need to get some, which I'm going to get a lot of after this podcast is over
with. I would urge you at some point, I know you've got family in the state of Iowa, you know, go to an Iowa State game, whether it's at Kinnick Stadium or Jack Trice Stadium. You know, we're 4 years away from the renewal of one of the best rivalries in college sports, the MUKU football rivalry set to kick back underway in 2025. Go to one of those games. Hopefully Kansas football might be a little bit better by 2025, 2026.
We'll see.
But I urge you to, I've been to an Iowa State basketball game, and it's heated. I mean, they go at it. I've been to Iowa State football game, and they're both great atmospheres, but there's really no comparison. Despite the fact that it's indoors, it gets so loud at a college football game. And that's one of the things, you know, when you say, would you rather never watch a college football or college basketball game, is this like go to one stadium?
I should say, yeah.
Yeah, you can still feel the atmosphere of a college basketball game on TV. It doesn't quite hit the same for a football game watching it on television than when you're there. I mean, it is a different world. It is a different galaxy when you go watching it on TV versus watching it in the stadium when you're right there on top of it. Basketball, you can sort of feel, it's obviously still not the same, but it's a little bit more comparable than the night and day difference with college football watching it on TV versus being there in person. So,
all right, what do you got from the Would You Rather segment here on the Rookie Sports Report presented by, of course, ESPN?
Well,
Jock.
I was going to ask you this while we were talking about it, but I figured considering it's Wednesday, it's Would You Rather Wednesday, I figured I would just hold off and sure. I would wait until we got to this segment because it's a Would You Rather question regardless.
Yeah.
You know, as a Cardinals fan, now that they've made the playoffs, would you rather in a one-game series, and we've hinted at this a little bit in past episodes, would you rather play the Dodgers or the Giants in the wild card?
I've tossed back and forth with this a lot because it is a one-game playoff. And in my opinion, the Dodgers boast a more talented team than the Giants do, even though the record says otherwise. Here's the thing. You have to look at this at two different perspectives. And what most Cardinal fans are looking at is the perspective of, okay, if we're going to win this one game, who would we rather face in a five-game series? The biggest thing for me, man, is I want to win this one game. I want to win this game so I can play a five-game series. And we've talked about how flawed the wild card game is or whatever. It should be a wild card series of three, but it's just a one-game playoff. I know Cardinal fans, and especially with how hot they've been, they want a one-game playoff with the Dodgers. But I want to be in a scenario where we actually play a series in October, not just have a one-game playoff against, say, L.A. or whatever. So, honestly, dude, since the Cardinals have had the number on the San Francisco Giants for this past year, I think they've won 4 out of 7 of some sort, I believe. They've gone 4-3 in 7 games. I'd rather face the Giants. The Giants are a less imposing team than what the Dodgers are. You know, when you think about the Los Angeles Dodgers, just looking at their pitching staff, it's kind of funny. At Busch Stadium, You know how it is. They'll have like a separate like video board where they show like league leaders or whatever, like with wins, ERA, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Looking off to the right, they put up the stats for the league leaders in the National League. And number one was Julio Urias. Number three was Max Scherzer. Number four was Walker Buehler.
Yeah.
All of them pitched for the Dodgers. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, it's basically just pick your poison as to who will St. Louis face in that one-game playoff. I would rather play, I'd rather face off against maybe a Kevin Gausman or a Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants in a one-game playoff in San Francisco and then worry about what's going on with the Dodgers in a five-game series. Because, you know, like we alluded to earlier, the Cardinals 3-4 weeks ago had a less than 5% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now that they're in the playoffs, I kind of want them to see him go far. If they, say, win that series, if they do play a game against the Giants and they, you know, lose in a best of four or five-game series with the Dodgers, I'm fine with that. But I want to be in a scenario where I feel the most comfortable with the Cardinals being in that five-game series in the NLDS. So I know Cardinal fans will disagree with me on this because they want to play the Dodgers because they're with that same logic like I talked about. St. Louis went 4-3 against the Giants in seven games. We're thinking, all right, well, we'll take our chance in a one-game playoff against, say, a Max Scherzer or whoever, and then play five against the Giants. We'll have the best chance to advance. Well, I like to win that one game first and then worry about who I'm going to face in the NLDS. So I'd rather go with the Giants than the Dodgers in a wild card game.
Yeah, I sort of lean the other way. Right? Yeah. No right or wrong answer. Either way, it's going to be a tough
one. It's a would you rather. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah, either way, you're in a tough spot. I would rather play the Giants in or play the Dodgers in the wild card, and then you know have to play the Giants in that five game set.
Sure.
You know, you're gonna have a tough go with whichever pitcher, because in a five game series, there's really only going to be three guys that go. The top three guys in the rotation are more than likely going to go, especially for the Giants.
Yeah.
Because Gausman. Kevin Gausman, Anthony
DeSclafani,
and Logan Webb are the top three starters for the Giants. You know, you take a look and you're like, well, I mean, Alex Webb and Johnny Cueto, those guys wouldn't pitch in a five-game series.
No.
Maybe in a seven-game series, one
guys,
of those
maybe.
Yeah, in a seven-game series, maybe one of those guys gets thrown into the rotation. You know, but in a five-game series, you're not going to see those guys, and you would hope to because you know Alex Woods got a 4 ERA and Johnny Cueto with a 4.09, which are still not awful ERAs. But when you look at the other three guys, you know Gausman with a 2.87, Logan Webb with a 2.93, and DeSclafani with a 3.26. Those are three very good pitchers. But I look at that Dodgers rotation, and
it's even better. Yeah.
It's terrifying to look at. Walker Buehler's 15-4 with a 2.49. Julio Urias is 19-3 with a 3.08. Kershaw is somehow only 10-8, despite having a 3.38 ERA. Tony Gonsolin, 4-1 with a 3 ERA. Max Scherzer in his time with the Dodgers is 7-0 with a 1.43 ERA.
And that's another factor in my decision. You know damn good and well in a one-game playoff, with how much experience he's had, the Dodgers are going to go to Scherzer.
Yeah, and even
he has carved up the Cardinals in his career.
Now they've got great starting pitchers that just don't have a place in the rotation. So
yeah,
they're in the bullpen. David Price is pitching in the bullpen. Why? Like, what is the reasoning? Phil Bickford. Who's got a 2.63 ERA. He's pitching in the bullpen. He's a starter, but has been all bullpen this year. 53 games pitched. He's pitched 48 innings, and he's got a 2.63 ERA. And that's a starting pitcher that is now thrust into the bullpen. You've got Joe Kelly, Alex Vesia. This is a scary pitching rotation. Forget about the hitting for a second, because just looking at the pitching for this Dodgers team, I don't want to touch them in a five-game series. You know, and I root for the Cardinals working down in this area. And being from the state of Missouri, I am a Royals fan and a Red Sox fan. But, you know, I root for the Cardinals. They're in the opposite, you know, they're in the opposite league. They're in the National League. They don't have really any effect on the Cardinals or on the Royals or the Red Sox, you know.
Yeah.
But I root for the Cardinals. But it's really, really hard for me to to root for the Cardinals right now because I want to see a 5-game playoff series against the Dodgers and the Giants because in my eyes, they are the two best teams in Major League Baseball.
Well, statistically, they are.
Yeah.
They're the only two teams with 100 wins, and one of them's going to get a wild card spot. One of them's going to be the NL West.
Within the same division, a 5-game playoff series against these two teams, as good as their pitching rotations are, oh, man, would that be fun to watch.
I would just love to see the fallout of Twitter and Instagram if the Cardinals somehow beat the Dodgers or Giants in the 1-game playoff.
Oh, yeah, that would be...
And then you're gonna have guys on West Coast Twitter just be like, and I'd agree with them to the extent, but they're gonna be like, wild card is broken. This is rigged. 1 game. Ah, ah. We won 100 games and lost it all in 1 game. Ah. I'd love to see it. I just love to see total chaos, especially from West Coast fans like the Giants and Dodgers.
Just complete and utter anarchy.
Yeah. Yeah. I would sit next to a fire with like a hot cup of cocoa and just scroll through my Twitter feed just looking at all the tears that are being shed on Giants or Dodgers Twitter if the Cardinals win that 1-game playoff.
Because, I mean, you take a look. The pitching is the thing to look at for both of these teams. I mean, they lead Major League Baseball in pitching wins. The Giants, of course, with 103 because they have the most wins in Major League Baseball. They're 1-2 in ERA. The Dodgers with a 2.96. The Giants at second with a 3.28. They're first and second in saves. The Dodgers are third in the MLB in strikeouts, first in quality starts. They are the top two pitching teams in Major League Baseball, which is why, you know, people paid so much attention to hitting, but pitching is the thing in Major League Baseball.
Pitching and defense wins you championships.
MLB The Show. Okay, I always draft a pitcher in round one. Always. Pitching, it's like basketball and football, right? I mean, like, offense wins games, defense wins championships, right? Hitting wins games, pitching wins championships. That's how I equate Major League Baseball. Because if you take a look at this, neither one of those teams are in the top five in Major League Baseball in batting average. The Giants are second in Major League Baseball in home runs. The Dodgers are fifth in RBIs. The Giants are not in the top five in that category. And neither team is in the top five in hits or stolen bases. These two teams win games because they have great, and I mean great pitching, top to bottom, from the rotation to the middle relievers, long relievers, the setup guys, closers, all the way down that pitching staff. They have great speed, great velocity, great control, great break on all their stuff. You know, they are consistent when it comes to that pitching staff. The hitting, an afterthought. But if you can control the game based on your pitching, you can win a lot of games doing that, and that's been proven with the Dodgers and the Giants. So ignore the hitting. Take a look at the pitching for these two teams, and when I do that, I give a slight edge to the Dodgers in terms of their pitching rotation in a 5-game series rather than the Giants.
It's fun to talk about postseason baseball, especially when the St. Louis Cardinals are in it. Hopefully one day we can talk where the Royals and Cardinals are into it. And who knows? Maybe one day we'll have another I-70 World Series, and the Cardinals won't get BS'd out of that World Series due to a blown call in Game 6.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Open up old, unnecessary, and wrong wounds.
Yeah, considering the fact that neither one of you nor I were born in that time frame, but yeah. There may be some people that are old enough to remember that, and for those Cardinal fans, you know, I apologize. For Royals fans, well, you got lucky. All right. That'll just about do it here for the Wednesday edition of the Rookie Sports Report podcast. Always fun, even though one half of us is sleep deprived and Logan keep slamming those coffees. I'm going to slam into my bed and knock the you-know-what out for probably the remainder of the day. And we'll come back here tomorrow. We'll have therapy session Thursday. And hey, just keep producing great content like we always do.
Absolutely.
For Logan Weber, I'm Matthew Rizal. Hey, don't let anyone tell you the odds, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Stop calling ham Canadian bacon!